Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Isotope, makers of Spire Studio, the simple, all-in-one recording system that lets musicians record, mix, and share songs in professional quality from anywhere. Learn more at spire.live.
I looked at my phone and I'm on 1% battery.
Yeah, that's a metaphor.
Which feels like, yes, totally appropriate. It's the last night at South by Southwest. I'm here with Talia Slanger from World Cafe and Stephen Thompson from just across the desk from me and Rodney Carmichael. You have to sit next to this guy.
Every day.
We hadn't talked to you all week, Rodney.
It's been crazy. It's my first time, and I feel like a survivor. Is there a medal or something, a cookie that I get for this? I don't know.
We have a tiara.
Yeah.
You're wearing a tiara right now, which is your jacket on your head because it's also misting raining
right now. Yeah.
That's the prize.
Good fit, too.
Yeah.
The lesson for me at South By is always the same thing every year, which is that perseverance is what works, because I just had one bust after another of going to some show, the band's name is crossed out or something like that. Then I went to see Dermot Kennedy, who we've talked about maybe every night of this show, Stephen and Robin and Talia really love. I yet hadn't seen Dermot Kennedy, so I got a note that said that the Roots are going to be his backup band for tonight.
Yeah.
And so I went there. The doors open at 8. At 8:45, there were just probably 700-800 people outside waiting to still get in. And somebody said to me, I hear it's going to be canceled. And I thought, okay. So I left. But the end of the night for me, I saw the most astonishing act. It's called Zaloris White.
Oh sure. Oh.
Greek punk.
Oh my God.
But that's
Wait a minute. Can somebody please describe? How are you? What is that?
Yeah.
It's called the Firefly Cloak.
And can you describe that to us?
So my company is called Austin Brightlight Design.
Oh, it's
And we make these firefly cloaks, and everybody can control the lights.
Oh, now he's green.
Within 50 feet.
Can
be controlled.
He is wearing a cape that is sequined.
It's a cloak.
Pardon me.
So,
well, that's my
capes
question.
Don't have a hood.
Oh my goodness.
They do not cover you in the front, and then it go past your ass. So that's a cape.
He's wearing a cloak that has a fur lining that is all filled with like lights that are changing colors right now. But apparently, he has control over the color of the lights. With a clicker in his hand. Is that a clicker? Did I get that right?
It's a remote.
And you were green tonight for tonight.
And Shiny Ribs wore this on stage at Auditorium Shores because he's the shiniest man in show business. And he's my f***ing bro. And he put us on fucking national television.
All right.
With his ACL live performance 3 weeks ago. And Dan Auerbach was on before him. I love fucking Black Keys. Love them. Couldn't hold a fucking candle to put Shiny Ribs.
Dude, that's awesome.
He came out with this shit and everyone's like, what the fuck are you wearing, man?
This is NPR.
They're like, yo, check out Shiny Ribs in this magic fucking cape, bro.
Cloak!
Right? Exactly. That's what I said. You know it.
That's awesome. Well, have a good night, man. Okay. Be well. Jason. Turn green.
Jason.
All right. Be safe.
Cheers, y'all.
Okay.
See ya.
He mentioned Dan Auerbach. I saw his father. Dan Auerbach's dad played tonight.
And that was Dad Auerbach.
Yeah, Dan Auerbach.
Wait, what did you see him do? Sorry, that's a bad joke.
He played a set at the Driscoll. He's a kind of a plays with a blues band, a really good blues band of top-notch musicians. They were great.
You were starting to say this. Yeah, Zaloris White.
Zaloris White, yes, which is
Jim White from the Dirty Three.
Yes, and this Greek lute player. I mean, you know, right? That's the beauty of South by Southwest. You see a guy in a cape, and then you see the most amazing lute player of your life. and it was astonishing.
He's a descendant of Greek lute royalty, though.
That's
like
right.
His,
no, he is.
Now
he
really are sounding like NPR.
Sorry.
But it's true.
He really is, though. Like, his father or his uncle or something is basically like the Bono of Greece for lute playing.
The Bono of Greek lute players.
That's sensible, right? Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Nothing else will top that. Anyway, brilliant. How's everybody? Rodney, we haven't seen you all week, so you got and you and Talia, we're both virgin.
Yep.
This is rapid transit in action. This is your first South by Southwest?
First one. I saw a lot of incredible stuff. I caught the crud.
Yep.
And
you've got the what we call South by SARS.
I caught that. I went down like first 24 hours.
Oh wow. But you're standing. I'm gonna stand a little
further. I survived it. You know, I'm a trooper. What can I say?
What's the best thing you saw?
Yeah.
Best thing I saw would be Sudan Archives.
Oh yes.
Oh my goodness.
She's amazing.
Incredible. That was last night at the Stone's Throw Showcase. I was not expecting her to be so incredible. You know how like some bands or some acts, you can hear their CD or their music, and then you see them live, and it takes it to another level. She's like that. Like,
yeah, so we talked about her the other night. She's just to tell our audience who didn't hear the other podcast, which is that she's a violin player and a guitarist influenced by Sudanese violin playing from Cincinnati, I think she is, and now in L.A., and she's mind-blowing.
Yeah,
and
incredible
her presence is, and her voice.
Exactly.
You could describe her voice better than I bet.
I mean, she's creating all of that stuff live on stage, from as far as I can tell, a lot of it seems like.
She's got a Roland 404 that's basically a lot of her backing tracks, but it's really backing tracks. The heart and soul of what she's doing is live playing and singing. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Anything hip-hop wise, because we haven't covered much hip-hop this
week. I saw Kimba today. He was great. He was on Austin 100.
You turned me on to him.
Don't say that too many times, it goes through his head.
what's this about the Austin 100?
I saw this incredible performer named Tierra Whack. She is, look out for her, she's like the new Missy Elliott or something. She's crazy. She's incredible.
Tierra Whack.
Yeah. She's actually got a mixtape coming out, I think, in the next 30 days or so. She's extremely creative. She's from Philly. She grew up kind of like on a freestyle rap scene and decided she wanted to really focus on making songs and music. She's incredible. She's very creative.
Nice.
Yeah. Smino was great. Smino's is a St. Louis cat who, you know, we've covered at NPR. He had an incredible album last year. But I saw him a year ago at Broccoli Fest in D.C. Good show, but to see him a year later and kind of see him in command and, you know, he's growing a lot. It was dope.
That is one of the fun things, is seeing acts you've seen here before and seeing how much they've evolved in the course of a year or 2 years. It used to be I would only try to see artists I'd never seen before. And I've really gotten away from that, in part because I want to soak up as many joyful experiences as humanly possible. And so now I'm just like Bob, I'm chasing rainbows at every opportunity.
Speaking of today, I saw a rainbow.
You did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why didn't you text us about it?
I did.
I'm just kidding.
Damn. I thought you were my friend.
I am always. Okay.
What did you say in the text when I sent the rainbow picture out?
Oh, let me check. Hold on. Well, I swore a bunch. Because basically Bob announced, he texted rainbow alert with a rainbow emoji. I texted expletive, and then another expletive, and then in brackets, turns off phone. Bob texted, ha, and I texted again in brackets, stomps phone under heel to be safe. Then, also in brackets, sweeps phone dust into pile, sets pile on fire, feeds ashes to angry animal, shoots animal, loads animal carcass onto rocket, fires rocket into sun, blows up sun, end bracket.
So that,
So I don't like it when Bob likes rainbows.
Yeah. This is a running thing in the office. So musically speaking,
yeah.
I tell you.
Oh, musically speaking. So everybody says that this is my first time at South By, and everybody says that they have the magic moment that they can't forget and will take with them forever. And I kept thinking that I had mine. I had like a lot of ones that I'm really grateful for. But tonight, a band made me feel like I had never ever heard music before. And we've seen so much and so much great stuff, but so much stuff becomes a wash. And Cuddle Magic like leapt out in Technicolor at me. And I have to say a trail of thank yous before I get distracted and tell you about the band, but I have to say thanks to Josh Rogerson for taking me there because he read about it on the Austin 100. I'm sorry, it's gonna go to your head and it's fine. But anyway, so this band, I don't.
They're really fun.
Oh my God, but they were so musical.
They're
like
so charming.
They had bass clarinet. The woman was playing the actual bass line on a guitar. The arrangements were like so loose and so tight at the same time. And then a few songs in, they leapt off the stage. They were like, okay, we're gonna go unplugged. Got into the middle of the crowd in this small, really civilized room, which you also don't really see at South By. Like, it was a really small room. Maybe there were 50 people in there. And they got in the middle of the crowd, unplugged, and just had like the most on-point, interesting lean-in harmonies that were arty enough to be fascinating but not inaccessible. They were so special, and I can't say enough. And I was really thankful to have that moment here. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Stephen was there too.
Awesome.
Yeah, Talia texted me to like get here now. We're.
I think I texted Josh, and I are at the front, sitting on the floor because we did do that. Like it felt like the right kind of band that usually you need to go to the front, you need to sit on the floor. This was pre acoustic circle.
Yeah, it was a rare moment of intimacy. It's one of the harder things to find at South by Southwest is a truly intimate moment because there's so much, as you can tell, there's so much going on at all times. One of the best things I saw today, a group, I guess based in Germany, but they're all kind of in a way from all over the world, called Gato Preto, which was a mix of like electronic beats and live percussion. And this woman was just an absolute force of nature, dressed in these kind of Afrofuturistic garb. And they were playing on one of those really sterile, like kind of day stages in the convention center. Yeah. And yet, there was no way to not move during the course of the set. And she just was relentless. Like, relentless is the word that springs to mind about their sound. But she was just like, dance! just telling her, no matter what, like, getting people to sing along, getting people to participate, getting people up on stage to dance with them, even though you're in this totally sterile room.
That's really challenging.
That's a real challenge, especially to get crowd participation in a, you know, and there's maybe 40 people in there. But it's still, they were swept up by Gato Preto.
Sunflower Bean played a couple days ago, and the funniest thing that they did in the middle of their set, like a few songs in, the lead singer goes, you know, one of my favorite places to see music is in convention center conference rooms. Like, yep, that's true.
I took my favorite picture I've ever taken in my whole life today, which was a Place to Bury Strangers, basically a noise band.
This is a band, not a venue.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, indeed. And his guitar is completely all beat up. I think it's an old Jaguar guitar. And at one point, besides smashing it, Pete Townsend style, he tossed the guitar in the air, I'm going to say, without exaggeration, 25 feet. And you could see the red cable up in the air and the guitar coming down, nose down. Mm. And I captured it, and it's on Instagram, and I'm so happy with that picture. That was worth my journey.
On Instagram
At Tiny Desk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Can I tell you something really funny that happened tonight? Dessa,
National treasure.
I think she's really tremendous and really powerful and dynamic and interesting, but she did one of the most badass things I've seen on stage. She sings harmonies and she rap. Okay, we gotta look at this photo. No.
Let's
give it its due. That is completely phenomenal.
So what happened when he crashed?
Pause the podcast.
He picked it up and kept playing.
pause your podcast that you're listening to and go to Tiny Desk Instagram and look at the photo. Have the experience that we're having.
All right, now back to Dessa.
Okay, so Dessa, she does a lot of singing, a lot of harmony singing. She does a lot of rapping too, and she was about to do the song Fire Drills that came out a few months ago. It's a really powerful anthem with a lot of meaning behind it. And she said before the song, does anybody have an inhaler? And we were like, what? And she said, did anybody have an inhaler? If you do, just toss it up here. And then she starts doing the song. A verse in, somebody tosses the inhaler to the stage. She takes the inhaler as she's about to rap, shakes it to the beat next to her shoulder, goes, and then spits this like crazy, beautiful, moving rap thing. And
rap thing, cloak.
She spits a crazy rap cloak and then tosses the puffer, asthma puffer, back into the crowd at this guy and just keeps going. And I was like, that's rock and roll, left, fine.
She's such
beautiful.
A badass.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
She's tough.
Well, this is wonderful.
Do you have any big takeaways, Bob? Any?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what the bits, how would y'all compare this year to past years?
I saw more stuff that was less of the indie music that I often go see and more stuff that was out of this world, meaning from like Poland and Greek tonight and from Japan. And the band that I saw, only band I saw twice, I think, was a band from Guadalajara, Mexico called Descartes. They were just a sensational thing that you'd never see before, and that's my beauty of coming here. Like in DC, we're lucky because most bands who play the East Coast, which is most bands, right, come to DC. And so coming here, I get to see things that are not going to come to our town, and it makes me so happy to know that there's this world filled with amazing music, and they came here, and I actually had a really good time.
Yeah.
I was looking at Steven like he was going
to... No, I mean, I had a very similar experience, and I think it really speaks to, first of all, how well-programmed this festival has become over the years. I think putting together, you know, the preview packages that we did, I felt like we were drawing from a stronger crop of music than we've ever drawn from before. And that is a testament to the people who put on this festival, but it's also a testament to whose voices are starting to be raised and elevated in music. You're hearing so many more. I noticed just on stage after stage after stage, like very young women. Like young women.
A lot of queer representation.
A lot of queer representation. Like, a lot of people. A lot of people from around the world. Trans musicians, and you just felt like the music world has grown so much and has grown so much more interesting for the addition of all these voices. I mean, I mentioned on the podcast the other night that singer Tika, who was just talking about how, like, I was miserable and I didn't like my life, and so now I just started doing this. And I feel like musicians like Tika are feeling empowered to raise their voices, and this festival is amplifying them, and it's so exciting.
Right, something punk for rock music, something punk did in the 70s. It's less obvious, at least it feels less obvious. There's not one focal point, which
not
is good.
Not one sound.
Right, and one, not one sound. Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Oh, Southwest, Southwest, never change.
Yeah. Well, have a beautiful night. Safe journey back. We'll do a wrap-up show that actually plays a lot of this music that we fell in love with coming. I'll be online on Tuesday. Stand by for that. Thank you, everybody. Good night, Austin!
Good night.
Thank you, Austin.